All right, welcome to the Dogmen Underground Podcast. This is Chuck, and today we're going to talk about another one of Gypsy's little slogans that he had. If you get, and I'll leave a link to it here, you purchase the book, How to Raise Your Pet Protector. On the back cover are kind of Gypsy's 10 Commandments, I guess you could call them, I don't know. Cool little sayings that Gypsy came up with. Probably his most famous one is all defense all the time. But that's not particularly my favorite one. I think my favorite one is the best bite is no bite. And this runs so contrary to what we see today, where everybody's always focusing on the bite. So we have to start out with, what is the purpose? What is the job? What is the end goal of having one of these protection dogs? And the goal isn't to chase people down or apprehend them or detain them or anything like that. Quite the opposite with a protection dog. The goal is to get the bad guy to change his mind, to go the other way, to go do something else. That is the goal. And very rarely is that, are you going to need to employ a bite in order to convince somebody that they need to go elsewhere. Most of this can be handled either through an alarm and through a threat display. And yet, 99% of what we see online today is focused on dogs clinging off of sleeves and doing bite work. And so the best bite is no bite. I spend most of my time working on threat displays and building confidence in the dog while they're in defensive drive is really, really important. If you have a dog that's in defensive drive, that's been worked to a point where it has tremendous confidence, you really have something formidable there. Prey drive is much stronger, defense drive is much stronger than prey drive. And most of your dogs that fold in combat are folding while in prey drive rather than a dog that's been developed to have great confidence in defensive drive. So threat display, alarms, all of these things are going to, 99% of situations are going to achieve the objective of getting the bad guy to change his mind. Now, me and Gypsy used to talk all the time about, human nature and human beings. There's a little sick twist in each one of us. For some reason, we enjoy watching the biting. And, it's part of our animal knuckle-dragging selves, I guess you could say. not exactly our higher element, but a lot of this is played out in YouTube and watching all these dogs bite, 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 bite. But in the practical world, in the real world, presents a lot of problems. So I think Gypsy's best saying is the best bite is no bite. Kind of like being a police officer that's, been on the force for 30 years and never once had to pull their gun and shoot somebody, they were able to do their job without having to do that. And likewise, that should be our goal, there's all kinds of legal problems we can get into with a bite, and it's just not necessary. And, a dog with a great threat display on the other side of a fence takes care of 99% of all problems. And I know, again, it's not, I guess, sexy, you could say. everybody wants to see all this biting. I mean, they even made a sports out of, the biting sports so that people can watch the bite. But again, that is just probably not something that we're going to use. Now, does that mean we don't work on bite? Well, of course not. We do a lot of muzzle work where we can have real scenarios and where our dog is actually in defensive drive and it's not a game to them, and a lot can be achieved through there. We can develop our type of bite, which isn't so much a bite and cling and hang on to things, using burlap sacks and develop the proper type of stick and move type biting that you're going to need in a real battle, especially if the bad guy has a knife or a gun or a stick or something like that. So it's not that we don't do any bite work. It's just that, it's appropriate in proper measure with how much we're going to need a bite. And these aren't police dogs. They're not military dogs. So in our case, the best bite is indeed no bite. And that runs counter to what we see today. But in the real world, that is the truth of the matter. So if you're watching these channels and you're not seeing any threat display on command, it's probably not really a protection dog. And because that's what we're going to need, is a really solid threat display. And does that mean it's, what did Professor Hogdog say? Huff, puff, and bluff? No. The dogs are more formidable than a lot of other dogs, you know, because they're in that defensive drive and you develop that confidence. But the truth of the matter is that we're not going to need a bite more than likely. And if they need that, it's there waiting for them. But the best bite is indeed no bite. I'm going to leave a link to Gypsy's book. Like I said, Gypsy and Lori have their How to Raise a Pet Protector. And you'll see on the back cover there, Gypsy's slogans. And they're great to things to meditate upon and stay focused in our training. So I'll leave a link to that book as well so that you can get that from Amazon. Have a good day.